The epistle to be read today for the fourth Sunday after Easter is taken from the epistle of St. James, chapter 1. Dearly beloved, every best gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no change nor shadow of alteration. For of his own will hath he begotten us by the word of truth, that we might be some beginning of his creatures. You know, my dearest brethren, and let every man be quick to hear, but slow to speak and slow to anger. For the anger of man worketh not the justice of God. Wherefore, casting away all uncleanliness and abundance of malice, with meekness receive the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 16. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, I go to him that sent me, and none of you asketh me, whither goest thou? But because I have spoken these things to you, sorrow hath filled your heart. But I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go. For if I go not, the Paraclete will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convince the world of sin and of justice and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not in me, and of justice, because I go to the Father. And you shall see me no longer, and of the judgment, because the prince of this world is already judged. I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will teach you all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but what things soever he shall hear, he shall speak. In these things that are to come, he shall show you. He shall glorify me, because he shall receive of mine, and shall show it to you. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. And you know, my dearest brethren, and let every man be swift to hear, but slow to speak, and slow to anger. These words are taken from the epistle of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The human ear is one of God's most fascinating creations. It is specifically made to catch certain sounds and draw them into the mind. And thus we can say that by nature every man should be swift to hear, for the ear is an organ that rapidly seizes and draws in sounds. First, there is the exterior part of the ear, which the very shape of it is made to catch sounds and noises. Then right inside the ear is the eardrum, which sends the sounds and vibrations to the brain through an air-filled cavity. These pass over three small like bones that transmit the vibrations into the inner ear, where there's a fluid that converts the vibrations into nerve impulses. And so man hears swiftly if there is no obstructions. Now, on the other hand, nature itself teaches us that man should be slow to speak. God, in his infinite wisdom, has given us the power to speak, but has enclosed the tongue by a kind of double door, thus ensuring that the tongue may not wander freely. God has put two sets of doors in front of the tongue, the teeth and the lips, showing us that no word should escape our tongue without great care. And so our lips and our teeth, like two doors, ought to help us control our tongue. Thus we see that God is telling us by the way he made us that we should, as St. James says in today's epistle, so let every man be swift to hear and slow to speak. Now, the Epistle of St. James is full of very practical advice in how to practice virtue. And much of what he says in his epistle deals with sins of the tongue. As he said in his epistle in the third chapter, for in many things we all offend. If any man offend not in word, the same as a perfect man. And so let every man, St. James says, be swift to hear, but slow to speak and slow to anger. With meekness, receive the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. Now, my dear faithful, many sins are committed by a mere slip of the lip. How often an unkind or angry word passes our lips. The Eighth Commandment commands us to be careful of the honor and reputation of everyone. And you injure another's character if, when speaking about someone else, you made others think less of them than they did before. Sins against the Eighth Commandment are detraction, which is exposing some crime that someone really committed, but that we should not tell others. Or we can sin against the Eighth Commandment by accusing someone of something he did not commit and telling others of this. And this sin is calumny. Now, if you maliciously spread anything to injure the character of another, your sin is slander. Now, how small these offenses seem at the time, but how really harmful they are to another's honor and character. St. Bernard even goes on to compare the unguarded tongue to the lance that pierced our Savior's side. He says, a gossip's tongue is crueler than the blade that pierced our Lord's side. It enters Christ's body, not when it is already dead, but to cause death. Now, there are also many sins against anger which are caused by words. One may say things while in the passion of anger is stirred up, and thus commit a sin of anger. But one may also provoke someone else to anger by speaking or saying something. Thus, it is usually better not to speak or reason with someone who is in an angry mood. And so, even though the tongue is a small part of our bodies, it is like a fire, as St. James says, that no man can tame. And it breaks through both the first and the second door, constantly talking and not bearing to be quiet, and constantly disturbing everything. For there are many sins committed by this little member. As St. Bernard says, who can count how much harm this little member, the tongue, attracts? How great is the harm done by the unchecked mouth? And so you see St. James's wise words, that if any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man. Now, this does not mean that we should not just refrain from speaking, nor that those who speak less are necessarily more virtuous. As St. Francis of Assisi says, I do not think that there is less virtue in keeping silence well than in speaking well. And so when men speak, he says, let him think very diligently the how, the why, and his motive and intention for speaking. As the saying goes, think before you speak, or be slow to speak, as St. James says. On the other hand, we should be swift to hear. We should learn to listen to others more readily. And thus, we should hear what people have to say and not always try and make others follow our opinions and ideas. We must use our ears more than our tongue. And as we have seen, God even made us that way, with our ears so adapt for hearing, and our tongue that is so guarded by the two doors, the teeth and the lips. This is also one of the most important qualities of a good conversationalist. A good conversationalist, according to the common estimation of man, is not as many think, one who speaks a lot, but rather one who listens and is interested in what others say. For you see, to be a good conversationalist, strange as it may seem, it is not necessary to be a fluent talker. An essential quality of a conversationalist is that he be a good listener. And then he contribute to the conversation after thinking the right thing to say. And so, even according to the common estimation of man, it is better to listen than to speak. Let us then, my dear faithful, practice what St. James says in today's epistle, and keep a guard on our lips, and let us be ever ready to hear what others have to say. Husbands and wives, start at home with each other, being ready to listen to one another. Wives, if your husband is having a bad day, don't antagonize him by saying something to get him more upset. Rather, keep silent for the moment and let the anger pass. And husbands, be considerate of your wives. Open your ears and listen to them. Show them you care and are concerned with their worries and crosses. And children, listen to your parents and cheerfully obey them. And so begin in your own homes to be swift to hear and slow to speak. And then it will be easier for you to practice this charity with others in the world. It could be some co-worker who always seems irritable. But if you just spend some time listening to him and talking to them, you may find they are not that bad. And also, keep your tongue well guarded. Keep those two doors, your lips and teeth, closed until you have something good to say. And to help you do this, always think to yourself before you speak, would I want someone else to talk about me like that to others? Or would I want someone to say that to me? Just stop and ask yourself these questions. It would definitely stop us from saying many things, and even perhaps help us to stop and listen more to our neighbor. And so, my dear faithful, as the wise man once said, sometimes I regret speaking, but I never regret being silent. Use your ears more often than your tongue. And as St. James says, let every man be swift to hear and slow to speak. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.